Hello?
Hey, is this Bill?
Yeah.
Bill, this is Ryan. I was actually trying to call you from a personal number, but for some reason it couldn't connect, so I have given you a call from the company's number.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, my phone may not be charged or whatever. I haven't gotten out today yet with my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice talking to you. I thought you were a girl somehow with the name Ryan. Sorry about that.
It's completely fine. It's completely fine, Bill. So I actually wanted to call you and ask you whether whatever we have discussed about, did it make sense to you? Do you have any questions for me?
No, the main thing I really have to run through, I put in Kindle, you know, on the website, and you guys came up first, and so I haven't even spoken to anybody else yet. So, I mean, everything sounds great. I don't like to be pressured, by the way, because that always just turns me off. You know, usually, you know, to buy it today and blah, blah. I understand it's the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you guys are really interested, you know, I should be able to get that price no matter when it happens. I mean, it's a nice book. I printed it. This would be my third time I've done the book. I did it on Shutterfly, and then I got a great deal from Printer Picks. Do you know the company?
Yeah, it's basically a software. I know for printing purposes, but you know, when you're actually looking to go all corners with your book, I think that's better we go with Amazon or Barnes & Noble because these platforms are recognized for publishing the book. You know,
oh, definitely. I've been making the book. I made them on a Shutterfly, and I take them around when I speak. I do, you know, not a lot of speaking, but, you know, I can speak 3-4 times a year, whatever. And so I try to sell the book then.
Mm-hmm.
I sell one or two occasionally on my website.
Mm-hmm.
But it was self-published, you know, on Kindle. And then when Printer Picks came out, I was getting 40 pages for, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I had just paid for shipping, so I made the book for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do have a show coming up in Poland if things ever calm down in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
So they want about 20 books, and you know, so I figured this might be the easiest way for me to do things rather than, you know, I know the Printer Picks is not a good way to do it. But, you know, what I've been doing with Printer Picks is I've been doing all my trips.
Mm-hmm.
I've been putting out Printer Picks. I'm paying nothing. So then I decided that I have everything for what I did for Printer Picks. I put everything from printed onto JPEGs because that's the way you do a one of those printed books. So I think I have everything ready to go. And I know sometimes for self-published books, it's done by JPEGs also. Am I correct on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have all the JPEGs. I'm ready to go, so I figured let me try to get it self-published in the right way so that it goes on to Amazon or anybody. It goes on to a, you know, you get a Library of Congress number and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's all ISBN will be getting that for you. You don't have to worry about that.
So,
I actually wanted to ask you a couple of questions as well, Bo. Since you have gotten up the Poland pod, what is this interview in regards to?
Beg your pardon? I'm doing, let me just put, okay, yeah, start again for me.
Okay, I was actually asking, what is this interview for?
What is the, I'm hearing interview for.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean, what is the interview for?
You mentioned that you are going to have an interview in Poland, so I was actually asking what is...
No. I'm having an art show in Poland.
Oh.
My Thomas Wisniewski, who's very well known in Jewish circles, he's not Jewish though, but he got keys to a synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to open it up as a museum for the Polish Jews in the Bialystok region.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke for him once. We had a day of of Jewish celebration. I don't know. I'll tell you what year it was, in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a thing, flyer for it right here. It's mm-hmm. on my wall. It was, I don't know, in 2006 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so he wants me to open up and be the first exhibit in his museum. And we were ready to go for November,
mm-hmm.
and we were going to bring over 40 books that I was going to do on printer picks for him to have in the museum to sell. And anyway, that, you know, I wrote him and said, I can't do November because it's like crazy in Poland right now.
Yeah.
And then he wrote back to me, you're right. And he wrote back another time. He said, things were so calm and beautiful in Bialystok region, and now all I see is tanks rumbling by, airplanes jetting by. He said the birds have all left. It was so sad. And so that's what that was all about.
Friends living there, and they have been telling me the same story. But Bill, about the book, you mentioned that you will be needing, they have actually requested you for 20 printed copies. Consider it done. I am going to add that in the package. So you will be getting 20 printed copies for this book. But what I actually want to ask you, once the book is there for the exhibition, what happens then? What if other people would like to buy the book? That's why the Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you know, other platforms that are listed for you, they come in, because then people will actually be able to purchase your book. Now, we will actually go ahead and create your account on behalf of you on all these platforms. So every time a person will be making a purchase for your book, the direct amount is going to drop in your own bank account. We are not going to keep any cut. So the 100% of royalties, 100% of ownership rights, they're going to remain with you. We are only asking you for our, you know, service charges, and that's going to be $8.79. So I think that
okay,
is a great deal, because we will be printing 20 copies for you as well, including this cost, and then we will be publishing your book on all these platforms.
Okay, so if I bought 8 books of my own from, this is what I ask you, because if I bought 8 books of my own from Shutterfly,
mm-hmm.
it would probably run me $20 a book or $25 a book. So this is not too bad. But I do really have to run it through my daughter, which
okay,
I will
sure.
do. Is, you're going to give me an email of that, of the whole transaction.
Yes, absolutely. I am going to share the complete transcript of our chat with you over the email. You have my personal number. I have provided you in the chat. To stay in touch, I have told you that these discounts are good for this month only. So I would really appreciate if you can just speak to your daughter about this and get back to me with an answer.
Okay, I will do that. I know she self-published one or two books.
Oh,
so
cool.
She has some experience. She mentioned Kindle to me.
Mm-hmm.
There was another company, Lulu, something like that. I was thinking of
yeah,
doing it at first, but this was...
Lulu doesn't have that kind of reach. The reach we are looking at with Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Lulu doesn't have that kind of reach. So that's why I suggest to all my clients that we should always start with Amazon and Barnes & Noble, because these are two global platforms. When you publish your book there, it's available worldwide. After that, when we actually have seen good results, we can consider having it on Lulu. Then sky's the limit. We can have your book available on iBooks as well. We can have it available on Google Books as well. But these two actually target the market correctly. So
okay,
you know,
okay. I will get it to her.
Mm-hmm.
As a little aside, the first book I published was years ago,
mm-hmm.
and some guy has it on Amazon. He's selling it for $800. I crack up when I see that.
Okay, so this book was done by you, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. When we start working on this, I will make sure that I run this by with your project manager. He will make sure that whoever this other person is who has listed your book for $800, it gets taken down, because it's your property and we wouldn't let that happen. So please, whenever we start working on this, I will make sure that I run it by with your project
yeah,
manager.
Now to... When I did the 40-page book,
mm-hmm.
Some of the picture synagogues I did just one on a page. Others I did two on a page.
Mm-hmm.
So that platform
mm-hmm.
dictated how I arranged everything. And if I don't have to limit myself to 40 pages, then, you know, and I could do a few more. I mean, but I would do them mostly in the brush painting at this point.
Okay, Bill, how much time do we have? It's not going to happen in November. When do you think it's going to happen then? Do you have any rough amount of time which you can tell me?
I have no timeline, really.
Okay, perfect.
I have no reason to get it out in 3 weeks. I can get it out in 4 weeks. I don't know if my show in Poland will ever take place anyway, but we're hoping. But there's no rush because I was put originally for November. I don't know. Nobody knows what's happening in that part of the world at this point.
It's absolutely sad. But what I'd suggest is, once we start working with these 40 pictures, what you can do is, since the PrintPix actually has a limitation for 40 pages, what you can do is you can then design more and send them back to us. We don't have any limitation for 40 pages. So the more you make, it's good for us. We're going to add them in your book, and we can publish it. I would suggest that don't exceed the number 70, because then it just becomes way too long. So, you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't go much higher. And there are, there are 150 significant synagogues that were wooden synagogues. I've already done 62 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, getting more of them done, I can do a few more. But after a while, you know, I don't want to do some of them because they're boring for me. You know, so whatever.
Okay,
but there's no problem. So,
looking up your name, were you a lawyer before? Because a page came up on LinkedIn.
No, I was a teacher. There are other Bill Farrens in the world, believe it or not.
Yeah, there are.
Just, you know, the computer, just Google Bill Farren, comma, artist. If you do that now, you'll see a lot of my work. I'm shocked how much of my stuff is on the internet.
I see it. I was actually surprised.
You'll see my big cityscape in blue.
Yeah.
That should come up. And you'll see some other non-synagogue works that I've done.
It's actually pretty good. You know, your art reminds me of this famous artist. I am failing to recall their name, but I have seen these kind of paintings before. It's just stuck with me. I cannot recall the name of the artist, but I have seen this kind
of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the artwork looks like Van Gogh, but the lino cuts, they're like, no one's really doing them anymore. And so, it's always my style. It's my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a particular style, and it just comes out. And I like the medium. I like the printing of it. If you go on the website under portraits and shtetls, you'll see some of my other work.
I was actually,
you know, I don't.
When I check your website and I actually got to see your book, the first time I tried accessing your website, I couldn't get there, but then I actually pressed the refresh button, and I was there, and the one thing that actually stuck with me was your artwork. It's amazing. I have, you know, it has been a long, long time since I have actually seen an artist producing that kind of work. Right now, in these times, it's just abstract. You know, a lot of artists come, and they just start putting different angles in a picture, and then they start calling that art. I don't believe that. I have an eye for it, I think, and I think what I saw today, it was absolutely mesmerizing, and it deserves to have a book. So that's
why
I actually gave you a call, just to build a strong relationship with you, because I actually wanted to make sure when you propose the entire deal to your daughter, we're clear on the page, you're clear on the process, you're clear on anything. So what I'm going to do is, Bill, I am going to share the transcript of our chat with you. Along with that, what I'm going to do is, I am going to share the NDA/contract copy with you. It's going to have all the information in writing. So whenever you speak with your daughter, make sure you show her that as well. So nothing remains.
I'm going to email it all to her. I'm just going to email whatever is there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she went directly to Kindle to do this. I don't know. I'm very leery. I almost fell for a scam. I almost lost $35,000, and I caught it just in time. So I'm very leery right now of everything.
Absolutely,
I'm really.
You should run it by your daughter, and you know, even if your daughter has done it by herself, she can maybe help you with this book. But what happens is a lot of times when people try to self-publish their books, they often forget the importance of categorizing the niche of the book, adding keywords. So what happens is their book gets published, but it doesn't get any sales. That's what happens with
most. My son-in-law did my website, and I am just amazed how everything comes up. I'm amazed that I don't think something's going to be anything, and boom, there's my work. And sometimes when I will do some writing, and I check to see whether it's been plagiarized, you know, you can put that in, I find I'm plagiarizing myself.
I don't know what to say. Your family is of talented individuals, because I was actually going to ask you who did your website. It's absolutely amazing, all the transitions that happen on it. It's great work. Whenever you speak with your son-in-law next, tell him that I said it was amazing work.
He does amazing. He's really, and he's not my son-in-law anymore, but he still does my website. I love him. They got divorced, but he's just great. I mean, that website, I cannot believe. I'll tell you very quickly, through the website, I had my stuff in a play in San Diego. They were doing the Dybbuk, a Jewish play, and my work was on their walls. Then I was contacted by the Yiddish Theater from the website, the Yiddish Theater in Poland, not Poland, in Israel. Could they use my work, one of my scenes, if you look, go on to the website under Shtetls, you'll see the lost, it's called the Lost Souls over there, over the Shtetl, or over the ghetto, whatever I called it. And that then became the background in a Yiddish play, a very famous play, The Sorceress, and it was the background. Then they're doing something called From the Shtetl to Broadway, and they're using my city scene at the end when they're in Broadway, and they're using my Shtetl scenes in the beginning when it's in the Shtetl. So, I mean, I've gone a long way for, you know, I'm not a youngster. I'm 80 years old, and this is all fantastic stuff. It keeps me alive. Okay, I have to make lunch for my wife, otherwise the divorce papers will be there real quick. So thank you. You'll send me the stuff, and I'll get it out to my daughter.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Okay.
It was lovely speaking with you, Bill. Take good care of.
Nice speaking to you, too.
Okay, take good care of yourself. Good day. Bye-bye.
Are you going to show this to other people around so I get a good sense that this is something that's really a good project for you guys and for me?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is a big project for us. That's why I have given you a call, just to make sure that we're on the same page with everything.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
It's good work. I mean, the book I just made, it really looks nice.
It's
just a pretty book.
Okay, Bill, just remember
yeah.
that once you have spoken with your daughter, make sure that you speak to me once again, because I have seen a lot of potential in your book, and I would love to get it out for you. So once you have spoken with her, let me know. I'll give you a call, and we'll speak about it again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.